Welcome back. Hello, Nikki. I'm already swiveling my chair. Oh my goodness.
I know. My nervous is to go back and forth.
She goes straight. I go from side to side.
Yeah.
Well, welcome back to Simple Tech Media. We have come together again. We took a little bit of a break for the holidays and we've texted each other along the way. So I know that we both had a good time with our friends and our family, and we're back. We're ready to go. And I think this is the start of season two. I have wondered, you know, as I go and I upload our podcast, they'll ask me like what season, what episode, whatever. And I always thought, well, when would we decide it? You know, it's season two. I'm deciding it right now.
Officially.
Season two. It is officially.
It is coming close to our 1 year anniversary.
Right.
Yeah. So I think that's perfect.
Yeah. So welcome, season two. Episode one. Well, I mean, I guess we would continue the episode numbers, you know, just keep going. But we'll do the season. So
this is basically a sitcom. So we are starting fresh, a whole new plot.
Yeah.
same characters, different story.
Last season was just a pilot.
Yeah.
This is a spinoff.
A long pilot.
We'll do a spinoff and see how we go. I think this year for us, a word, if we were to establish a word, should be consistency. I think that is something that we've been working towards, and I think we're just about there. It's really difficult balancing just life, work, and, you know, this other thing on the side that can be so big, but also can take up so much time.
Right.
And as much as I love it, it is difficult finding that balance. So anyway, we're here. We're moving on, ready to go. And I thought that we would talk today a little bit about some things that we've seen that's new. And I have a fun thing to do with Nikki, which we will do here in just a little bit. First of all, Nikki, I know that you said before that your goal was to try to get my nephews on board with you, Nikki, with 1K instead of the Nikki with 2Ks that they love so much that I have as another friend. And I will let you know, they told me that they really like you. They are on board with Nikki with 1K. And they love watching our videos together.
That just made my whole entire month of January. I'm so happy.
You
that
have
been
their
my
approval.
Goal for the past year, I have to get their approval.
Yes. So you are now on their list of people that they definitely approve of. And let's be honest, like everybody pretty much ends up on that list. But specifically.
So I shouldn't feel special is what you're saying.
No, you should feel special because they specifically were asking me about you. And for Christmas, I got them Simple Tech shirts. You talked about this some where I've been messing around with shirts and I've tried different printers and things to see what turns out good. I printed them in U sizes to see how those looked, and I gave those to them and they were obsessed. Two of them wore them multiple days in a row. And one of them, we finally had to say, you have to change. You have to change. And they were thrilled with them. And it was a lot of fun to get to see them in that way.
Going off of that, my sister just had a little baby. Can you imagine an itty bitty Simple
We can have a onesie made. Can have a onesie.
That's amazing.
Okay, adding to my to-do list. Adding, absolutely.
That's amazing.
How fun. One of the reasons why we haven't had a lot of videos going out is that our equipment is equipment that we've been using for so long, and we just make do with what we can. And my computer has been dying for a while, and Nikki's laptop that she was using was holding on by a prayer, I think.
Quite literally. Every single time we would get on, I'm like, dear Jesus, please. Please don't let it explode this time. Just let us get through. The amount of hours we have spent just like waiting for my laptop to cooperate.
It's true.
My goodness.
It's true. And my desktop had gotten to where the screen would just go black. And it, you know, it flicker and then it would go black and then it would come back on eventually. And then it would have like a line across the top and this big black bar.
Never good.
And then the next time it'd be fine. But then, you know, a couple days later, it would all go black. And I finally, in the middle of it, in the middle of the day, a couple weeks ago, I did a Best Buy order and I went and picked up a new computer and I came and set it all up. And so I'm working with a new computer now. And Nikki also is working with a new laptop. And so I had gotten newer computers more recently than Nikki had. So Nikki, give us some of your tips for somebody who's getting a new device when they're giving up one that they've used so much, because you have all of your files there. You have all of the settings set just the way that you like them, but there are new settings that you may not have even ever had the chance to use. And so what are some tips that you could give somebody starting with a new device where they're just kind of really starting fresh? And it's like a whole new world, really, whenever you get to that point.
Yeah. So the last time I got a new laptop was in 2016. So it has been a hot minute since I've gotten like new technology. Obviously, like new phones, those are one thing. But like a laptop is like amazing. It's like a house. It's so, so fun. There's so many things that you can do with it. It's so nice. So my thing was with this laptop, I did not want to carry over my personal reason. I did not want to carry over everything from my old laptop. I mean, I had stuff from college, from grad school, from teaching, from single pet, from just life in general. Like there's so much on there that I didn't have to bog down a new device with. So instead, I put all of that on a separate hard drive to where I can still have like all my 11,000 photos, but I don't have to have them on my computer, because the reason we were having so many problems was because I had maxed out every little bit of storage I possibly had. I kept trying to like erase applications over and over again so I could get just the tiniest bit of storage so I can make one video. So if you don't have to bog down a new device with all of those things, then don't. Take advantage of cloud access. So anything that you can put on a cloud that doesn't bog down your that's what I did. And I wish I could describe to you the feeling I get when I go to a website and it opens like this. It is so fast. It is so convenient. I was telling Tina before, whenever like one of our problems is who's going to edit the videos, because it will literally take me days to edit a video because my computer is so slow. And so I'll go through the process of editing, but then my laptop didn't catch up when it was syncing everything. So then I export it and everything is messed up just because of what was on my laptop. It was just too slow to handle it. And so every time there was like an editing part coming up, I'm like, maybe Tina's going to want to do this. And she really has for like the past year. I've only had to edit like a few of the videos. She's really saved me on a ton of that. But now this time, I'm like, Tina, give me the videos, like hand me over any editing, because I have like a mouse now. I don't have to edit on just like my trackpad. I can use a mouse and it's so fast and it's so quick. Fantastic. So just going back, if you have brand new technology, don't bog down if you don't have to. And then a lot of the settings that you have, they can be transferred over by like a click of a button. It'll walk you through all of your old settings and ask you if you want to keep all of that. So if you just take it step by step, then you can choose, okay, do I want to have this turned on? Do I want to have it turned off? So that way you're able to see it. And then my favorite thing is going into the settings itself and seeing all the new things that I didn't have before, and literally just taking it like step by step. This is cool. This is not. I wish this, I had this, and going back and forth. But I still haven't gone through my whole entire laptop.
Right. Yeah. It takes time.
And then like I always Google like tricks for a new MacBook. But I have it like pink. It's so cute. I'm obsessed with it. And it's so fast. I love it. It's my favorite thing ever.
Good. I was excited because I thought, well, now I can text her, I can message her and know that she can actually get it on her laptop and not have to stop and look on her phone all the time. It's so much faster when you can do that.
Yeah, that was one of the things. My iMessage was broken on my laptop. So I could never get anything. No, like messages, nothing. I always had to like AirDrop it from my phone to my laptop. And then sometimes my AirDrop wouldn't work.
Right.
Stressful. But now I'm good to go.
That is so exciting. That is so much fun. So did you get a magic mouse as well with yours? Did you get a mouse?
I'm going to be very honest with you. I haven't used my mouse yet.
Okay. Well, I was just going to tell you because I got one as well. You can actually do a little bit of the swiping on the top of the mouse like you would with a trackpad.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I am loving that feature. So just so you know, because I don't have a trackpad.
Okay.
And one of these days I'd like to, because you can buy one, but it's not a necessity right now. And I'd rather have a mouse than that. But that part's pretty cool.
Yeah, for my job, I have a desktop Mac and that one has a mouse.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, super convenient. You know, like two finger swipe. So nice going from page to page.
right. Very cool. That is a lot of fun. Nikki just asked me off camera about the computer that I got, and I got a Mac Mini. And I was just telling her, I initially kept thinking the next time I buy a computer, I want to get an iMac. It just looks so sleek. It doesn't take up a ton of space. I really like that aspect of it. It works with all my other devices. I still want to have a Windows computer as well. I like having both. And to me, there are pros and cons to Apple and Windows. But for right now, I really wanted something that would help me edit a little bit faster. And so that was one of the reasons why I went with the Mac. And I got the Mac Mini and not the iMac because I didn't want to be tied down to having my computer in the exact spot that it had to go. My other desktop that I had was all built in. And so it had, you know, the monitor and everything was kind of built into that. And I really liked it. I have no complaints about that, except for when I'm trying to look for a place to put my camera, I only had so many places I could go down. So I used to have to prop my chair to where I was basically sitting up as high as I could so that my camera was in line. Otherwise, I had to set my camera in front of the screen and I couldn't actually see Nikki at all behind it, because I had to get it level because it was so much taller because of all the built-in parts.
Right.
Well, now I have separate monitors and they're on stands. So I have two monitors now and they're on stands so I can move them wherever I want them to go. So today I was able to lower my monitor so that the camera is more level with what I'm trying to do and I can still easily see Nikki. I don't have all this stuff in front of me.
Yeah.
So I'm able to move that around. It actually worked out really well, and I don't regret my purchase at all of buying the Mac Mini, which is the tower of what you would look for a traditional computer. And then I got two monitors. And trying to find a monitor that the quality was where I wanted it to be, it wasn't, you know, like astronomically priced, was harder than I expected it to be in 2025. Let me tell you that. I ended up getting two of the exact same ones. And they're actually smart screens, so I guess I could watch TV or something on them, but they're not TVs. But I have no interest in using any of those features. But so far, I really like them for monitors. So we'll see how that goes.
That's awesome.
But really like that. Nikki was just talking about how her new device is letting her brush up on her editing skills, which I'm thrilled about. I love editing, but all editing that I do, I am self-taught. And so it takes me... I wouldn't say it takes me longer than I want it to. No, I can say that. It takes me longer than I want it to. If I know exactly, I've gotten to where I can do like our podcast where I know exactly. Yeah, I was part of the conversation and, you know, I know where I'm going with it. Those don't usually take me quite as long anymore, but other projects do. And I know that there are so many capabilities out there that I am just not aware of.
Yeah.
And that makes me crazy when I can't quickly figure something out. And I don't have the time to figure that out. So that is something that it's just the nature of what it is. And I will constantly be learning. So that's one of the things that I am always pushing myself to do better. I love editing. Honestly, if it's something that I could stop and take a class in, I would in a heartbeat if I had the time and capability to do that. I'm excited for her to be able to get more hands-on with that part of it. And I will say from my side of things with being able to actually have more storage, because I was running into this, there's not enough space. And I bought an external drive and, you know, I'd put stuff on there, but not everything just automatically goes there. So then you have to stop and move it over. And it's just such a pain. And now that I'm not having to worry about that, and also like Nikki, I did not transfer over any of the files. I am starting fresh.
Brand new.
Which I love. I have really been playing with Adobe a little bit more these last week and a half. And so I've been editing PDFs and stuff. And we've had subscriptions to this now for this last year. And, you know, I've done a little bit with it here and there, but I have really taken some time to edit them and flip, you know, move the pages around and combine stuff and take things out and take one and then save it as three and, you know, all this stuff. And with each one that it saved, you know, it changed the pages for them. And it's incredible. This resource that we have is incredible. And being able to actually have the power to work these systems is so much fun. So that is something that I have been doing. And I actually did something today with Adobe with a PDF. It's like, you know, I've never taken the time to do it. So I knew it was capable, but there's just this satisfaction of being the one to actually make that happen. That was a lot of fun for me today. I'm very excited. We have kind of a fresh start technology wise. Also, so one other thing I did not tell you about this part. I've kept her out of the business side of things. You know, I've tried to like keep her out of having to worry about that. So there are different things that you have to file and make sure that everything is good. And one of these new ones that came up that I kept seeing was for this, I don't know if there is a way that you say it other than just the acronym, but BOI filing. And you have to file, and it just gives the information about the individuals who own or control a company. And if you didn't file this by a certain date, like they could charge you, I think it was, I'm not exaggerating when I say this, like $500 a day that you didn't have this done. It was insane. And I had so much pressure to make sure that I did not forget to do this. And I'll just let you know, I remembered to do it. So everything is good. It was not a hard thing to do. I just had to remember to go in and do it. And I just had to like list name and address or whatever. But, you know, these little things that they sneak in. So you have to pay attention and make sure that you're doing what you need to. But I got that filed. And when I got the acceptance from them that they said everything looked good, you're good to go, I almost texted you to tell you, and I thought, she's not going to have a clue what I'm any talking idea? About anyway.
Great.
But just know that we're good on that end. So if you hear anything about that,
we are
just
perfectly legal business owners.
We are good. We got that taken care of.